You are listening to Town Square Sunday, and I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This program focuses on nonprofit agencies here in the South Coast, sharing the important work they do to better the quality of life for all of us here in this region. One of those nonprofits plays an important role in the development of children and families, offering different services for families in Greater New Bedford. The name says it all, really, Child and Family Services, located at least one of their buildings on Church Street in New Bedford, probably the newest building. And next month, it will be holding a gala celebration on December 4th and kicking off a fundraiser, 365 Days of Hope, at the Century House in Acushnet. Donna Criscolo is the Vice President of Marketing and Development for Child and Family, and she joins us this morning to talk about her agency and the fundraiser. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Child and Family Services has been around since 1843.
Mm-hmm.
Donna was not here on day one.
I was not.
but she has been working as the Development and Marketing Director. And through the years, Child and Family has expanded with different locations. All the while, I've been focused on children and families. So let's start. What's your coverage area now?
Yeah, so we have 12 locations throughout the state. We have 2 locations in New Bedford, 2 in Fall River. We're on the Cape in Hyannis. Mm-hmm. And we're also in Plymouth, Tewksbury, Worcester. Like, we are all around. And we offer different programs at some of those locations.
All right. A rough guess. How many employees?
Around 500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a big agency, mm-hmm. As far as the nonprofits go, really. Today, Child and Family Services provides a variety of services. So what's happening at the Church Street location? Is that the admin?
No, admin's on Acushnet Ave.
Okay.
And our community service agency is also housed there and on Acushnet Ave. Church Street is our community behavioral health center. It's an outpatient clinic where you can just walk in mm-hmm. and get therapy. And it's also our inpatient unit. So if someone needs, instead of going to the hospital, they can stay with us for 5 days or so and get stabilized in their mental health.
And do you serve both teens and adults there?
We serve everyone. Yeah, we serve children and adults.
Mm-hmm.
And also we work with, the community service agency really works with families and stabilizing families.
Okay. What's happening in Fall River? Pretty much the same thing?
Same thing. So Fall River is a community service agency. This we talk in a lot of acronyms, so I'm trying not to do that, but it's called a CSA.
Yeah.
And so they also do the same thing in terms of the wraparound support for families with a child that's struggling with their mental or emotional health. And they are also a community behavioral health center. So they have a crisis center on Pleasant Street, and their outpatient clinic is on Osborne Street.
Okay. Like every nonprofit, large or small, there's always a need to raise money.
Yes.
And that's where 365 Days of Hope comes in. So tell us about the fundraiser, which is happening December 4th, Century House
yes.
in Acushnet.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. The theme is The Light Within. It's going to be really a beautiful event. The goal is to raise money so that our clinicians can provide immediate basic needs support for their clients year-round. And so the event starts at 6. We're going to have a live music guest for cocktail hour from 6 to 7 called Autumn Moon Duo. Follow them on Instagram. They're really amazing. And then we'll have dinner. We're going to have DJ Fresco entertain us for the night. Acushnet Creamery is providing a sundae bar for dessert, which ought to be fun. And we're also going to have a magician kind of do tableside entertainment to keep folks engaged as well.
All right. So it really is, that's what's happening at the gala. 365 Days of Hope, though, that's,
yeah,
that is a kind of a fun, there'll be funds available to help people individually
yes.
and families.
Mm-hmm.
And what, is it no questions asked? I mean, tell me how it's going
yeah.
to work.
So it's born out of our Holiday Hope project. So I'd okay. like to share a little bit about that if
sure.
I can. So this time every year, we do what's called Holiday Hope, and we take about 150 of our client families who are in need, And we match them with families who want to sponsor them for the holiday. And what they do is provide a list. The family need provides a wish list of gifts that they'd like to celebrate their holiday season. And the sponsor family goes out and shops and wraps and drops the gifts off to us. And then we distribute them to the family. And we know people are so generous at the holiday season in this time of year. But the need is 365 days. And so that's where the name of the fund came from. It's coming out of our Holiday Hope Project. Some people just donate to the Holiday Hope Project, and we'd like to build that fund so that we can make it a year-round support. So that's, we're combining those two things in that way.
Okay. And how would it work? Would people contact you if they need help, or what's...
So they have to be a client of Child and Family to be eligible for Holiday Hope. That's sure. That's just basically how it works. They have okay. to be under our care. And we have people who come back year over year to sponsor those families. So we already have, but we also, there's, the need is growing. We have at least 30 more families this year that needed help than last year, right? So we do put out on our social and our newsletter, you know, if you want to sponsor a family. Now, if people just want to give to the fund, they can go to our website, cfservices.org, and under events, you'll see the 365-day event. And you could, as though you're buying a ticket, you go to that link, and there's also a place to make a donation, and you could donate directly to that fund.
Okay. You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. We're talking with Donna Criscolo of Child and Family Services. She's their development and marketing director. Oh, no, vice president. Sorry.
That's okay. Titles don't really matter. It's all about the work,
that's
right?
That's it. She's vice president of marketing and development. And she is joining us today to talk about these fundraising events, really one fundraising event. But a couple of entities that is important to Child and Family and to needy families and kids in New Bedford. So the gala is December 4th at the Century House in New Bedford. So tell us, how can people get tickets?
If you go to our website, cfservices.org, and hit our events page, there is a link there to get tickets. Tickets are still available. We'd love to have as many people there as possible. We have the big room at Century House, so there's plenty of seats available. And it's a really simple transaction. And again, if you can't make the event, we'd just love you to make a donation directly to the fund. And you can do that there as well.
Okay. So I was checking out the website recently, and I spotted a couple of programs here that I thought were pretty interesting that go beyond the pale of some nonprofits. One of them is Project Spire.
Yeah.
It's for students who attend any public middle school in New Bedford, Keith, Normandin, Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
What's that all about?
Yeah, we also just expanded into one middle school in Fall River, but the name escapes me, but we are expanding that program into Fall River. So it's really a prevention program, an intervention program. It's really about capturing kids at that age, middle school age, where they could make some really great decisions or maybe not so great decisions, and getting them engaged in more dynamic and enterprising initiatives. So one of the things they're doing right now is a clothing drive. And so the students are very involved in getting clothes together and bringing them to the middle school family resource center. And it's projects like that that kind of engage them in, how do I become a better contributor to my community? How do I set goals for myself and where I want to go from here into the rest of my life? And really showing them that there's value to participating and caring for others.
Does Child and Family provide the instructors for this program, or do you instruct teachers?
Oh, no. Child and Family, it goes into the schools and provides all of that interaction with the students.
And they do it year-round?
School year. And at the end of the summer, we do a back-to-school event, so all the students come and get backpacks and haircuts and a whole bunch of fun things happen in August.
Okay. So that's quite a program. How many kids do you, are you serving? You're really serving the entire student population in these schools.
Yeah.
Not every kid, I'm sure, takes part, but... Give me a rough guess.
I would say a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
All right. And that's happening in the middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like what you hear about that, maybe you ought to inquire, folks. to see if your student, your middle school student, might be interested in getting involved. Also, I read about the Young Parent Support Program.
Yeah.
And this is geared to pregnant and younger parents who are under 23 years old. Tell us about that. You know, I thought that parents, that young people, pregnancies, was on the decline. At least that's what they told us a few years ago.
Yeah.
What's the situation?
I think it's probably back growing. It's more increasing than it was. It was on the decline at one point, but I think the numbers are back up. This program is really critical because when you're young and you don't have a support system, and now you're either pregnant or you have a young child, like, parenting isn't easy, right? And if you're young and you don't have support, then you're in even more of a bind. And so this program really helps teach parenting skills, talks about discipline, also helps the parent like figure out resources, community resources for them, maybe career goals, and like how do you like provide for your family. So it's a really critical program. And a really important one, especially when you're at that age, which is like the beginning of life, and you now are responsible for a young child. And also, like for the pregnant moms, birthing classes, it connects them to those types of things as well, so that they're prepared.
All right. Donna, is there, how do people get involved in these programs? Do they simply call?
Or, yeah.
Or
yeah.
Do you search out?
It's a combination.
Yeah,
it's a combination. We're definitely connected with other community organizations, but people can just reach out to us. And again, you go to our website, cfservices.org, and you'll just find it under, I think right now it's under outreach. We're in the process of redoing our website, so my mind's in two navigation systems. And you can just tap on that, and there'll be a number to be able to call. You could also just walk into our Fall River Osborne Street location, and someone can direct you as well.
Okay, so is the Young Parent Support Program, is that in Fall River?
It's located in Fall River, yes, but okay. it services the greater community.
Okay. So Project Aspire and the Young Parent Support Program, just two of the many programs run by Child and Family Services. You run about 20, I guess.
Yes.
On the website, I'm sure I saw.
Yes.
20 at least. So check out the website at cfservices.org,
yes.
cfservices.org, and you can learn more about Child and Family Services. So the organization, we mentioned 1843, it wasn't known as Child and Family then, but clearly you've got quite an organization now that reaches into the community and helps children and families. Any future plans you care to share with us, expansion, anything like that?
Well, we're expanding services in Fall River through our community service agency. We were just awarded that contract. And that's really for families who have children that are struggling emotionally and mentally. And it's this wraparound support to help stabilize the child in the home, in the community, in schools. So that is new to Fall River. And we are also expanding our services in Plymouth. I know that's a little bit out of our region, but our community behavioral health center has been established there for a while, and our community service agency that I just discussed is also growing in Plymouth as well.
So if you feel overwhelmed, if you feel like the situations in your life that you just cannot control, or you'd like to do a better job of controlling them, one of the places to reach out is really Child and Family Services.
Absolutely. We are known as a mental health agency. We started out in 1843 as an orphanage and an adoption, right? And we've evolved. Adoption is still part of our program portfolio. In fact, we completed 26 adoptions this last year. Wow. But we really have evolved into a mental health agency. So if you even just are struggling just day to day and you just want a therapist, you could walk right into one of our clinics, either on Church Street in New Bedford or Osborne Street in Fall River, and see a licensed counselor today.
That's a pretty valuable piece of information right there.
Yes.
Many people who, I'm sure, walking around, they need more help and they need they don't know what to do.
Right.
So that's a...
And there's wait lists for therapists, right? We have open access, which is really valuable for people.
Okay. My guest has been Donna Criscuolo, Vice President of Marketing and Development at Child and Family Services. Their fundraising gala is December 4th, 6 p.m. at the Century House in Acushnet. Tickets are available for purchase on the website, cfservices.org. Donna, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And hopefully we can, I know you're going to get a big crowd anyway. You get 500 employees and a lot of people have received your services and are grateful for that help. But if you would like to attend this gala, this is it, cfservices.org. Tickets are available on the website.
Thank you.
Still to come, Jack Spillane from New Bedford Light joins us with details on some recent news stories. That when Town Square Sunday returns.